presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's classic radio audio museum.
With gift-giving time upon us, may we make a suggestion? The owner of a Porsche, Audi, BMW, or 240Z will appreciate a gift chosen from Motoring Enthusiasts' wide selection. Motoring Enthusiasts on Green Street between Polk and Van Ness always stocks an excellent variety of gifts for the Porsche, Audi, BMW, or 240Z aficionado. Books, jewelry, car cleaning products, racing equipment, repair manuals, car covers, original artworks, and automotive accessories. Or let the person choose their own gift by giving an ME gift certificate. Motoring Enthusiasts is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 9 to 5. That's Motoring Enthusiasts. Gifts for the very particular Porsche, Audi, BMW, or 240Z owner. On Green Street between Polk and Van Ness. Much, much more than just a great garage.
Motoring Enthusiasts Accessory Department will be open for your last-minute shopping convenience on Monday, December 24th. This is KIOI, San Francisco.
This is Total Stereo Radio, K101, San Francisco.
Good evening. This is Don Kelly, and I'm in for James Gabbert, who's on vacation tonight. The program is Anything Goes from K101 in San Francisco, and that just about gets it said. That's exactly what the program is all about. We do a lot of things that you'll not hear on radio anywhere else, and that's what it's about between now and 11 o'clock tonight. Anything Goes being brought to you tonight on K101 by the Nico people, also Pioneer, Wallensack, and Phase Linear also. And it's Anything Goes from K101 in San Francisco, and it's just about that time. It's just about Christmas. Well, since this is our last show, actually, before the big day, Christmas Day, coming up Tuesday, thought I'd get the program started with a little sound of the season, and that's the Philadelphia Brass. And they have an LP out on Columbia with nothing but the old traditional carols and a few new things here and there, and that was the 12 Days of Christmas. Anything Goes from K101 in San Francisco. Was kind of an interesting set. Conference of the Birds from the Mystic Moods. That's from their brand new LP called Clear Light, San Francisco. And since we're into the holiday season, I think we ought to have a little humor about it. And this is Cheech and Chong, and it's a skit they do called Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Navato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to...
Hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
That's E. Power Biggs with a little ragtime from Anything Goes in San Francisco. I'm Don Kelly, sitting in for James Gabbert tonight, and Jim is on vacation in Hawaii, will be for this program and next week's program, the first program after Christmas, and then after the first of the year on Wednesday night, and every Wednesday night, James Gabbert will be here with Anything Goes from K101. As a matter of fact, it was broadcast back in June in Toronto, Canada, by Mr. Sinclair, who wrote it. Gordon Sinclair is his name, and he is a newscaster in Toronto. He wrote this editorial and delivered it. He's 60 years old, and it's standing up for America, which is kind of different, especially around the world. Most people say, huh, the Americans, here they go with their money again, and they're very pushy people, that type of thing. And Mr. Sinclair says, no, who else helps the world like the Americans do? And this will be available on record very shortly. It is not out right now. And we did receive this tape from Mr. Sinclair in Toronto. And it's an editorial, as I mentioned, broadcast in Toronto, well, almost a half a year ago. And it's called Simply America.
United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Well, who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. And I was there. I saw that. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it's the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pump billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. And now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. Now, I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplane. Come on now, you, let's hear it. Does any country in the world have a plane to equal a Boeing jumbo jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or a woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you find men on the moon, not once but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They're right here on our streets in Toronto. Most of them, unless they're breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend up here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said to hell with the rest of the world? Let somebody else buy the bonds. Let somebody else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France and Germany and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both of them are still broke. I can name to you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name to me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone, and I'm one Canadian who is damn tired of hearing them kicked around. They'll come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their noses at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these. But there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans this morning that it was broke. This year's disasters, with the year less than half over, has taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
So I, Jefferson Davis, President of these Confederate States, say to you, the time for compromise has passed. And our only hope is a determined maintenance in our position, and to make all those who oppose us smell Southern powder and feel Southern steel.
A song about a very big, strong, black, sexy Southern Baptist minister.
Went from the modern day right back to the 1930s. That was the Pointer Sisters with a thing called Sugar. That's the Nico people. And this is Anything Goes in San Francisco with another sound of the season. And this is a very unique Christmas LP. It's all recorded from music boxes. He's a Brazilian jazz pianist. It does one heck of a job on Nights in White Satin. That's the tune recorded by the Moody Blues several years ago. Nights in White Satin does a great job. Anything Goes from on K101's Anything Goes. Here comes Fat Albert. He's got a car.
You all are familiar with Fat Albert. And Fat Albert was that kid in the neighborhood
That man, without a doubt, has got to be one of the funniest. Bill Cosby, and he did a thing called Fat Albert's Car from Anything Goes in stereo on K101, and I'm Don Kelly. James Gabbert, as I mentioned earlier, is on vacation. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. If you're looking for a Christmas present for a special person in your family and you're really stumped, you have no idea, why don't you think about FM for the car? And I've had so many requests for this tonight. It seems like every time I do the program for Jim, people call in and say, we've got to hear Arlo Guthrie. So, all right, here we go. Alice's Restaurant, from Anything Goes. And I'll see you tomorrow between 2 and 6 in the afternoon if you'd like to give my show a try. Good night.
That was the Fifth Dimension in Let It Snow. That was the theme from Barbra Streisand's latest movie, The Way We Were.
This is Red Buttons, with a suggestion on how you can help Johnny Horizon and his campaign to clean up America for our nation's 200th birthday and help restore the natural beauty of our land. Why not organize cleanup projects for local parks, recreation areas, or the block where you live? The booklet, How to Conduct a Cleanup Campaign, will help you get started. To get this free booklet, write Johnny Horizon Program, Washington, D.C., 20240.
We heard from the lady's inspiration. Now let's hear the man's inspiration as Paul Williams sings Inspiration.
Here comes inspiration.
Paul Williams is a little fellow who's making a bundle on those Friday night specials they do, the rock concerts at 11:30 on. Pardon me.
If you're a parent and you think hash is corned beef and potatoes fried in a skillet, you're in trouble.
Questions about hashish and other abusable drugs are answered in the Federal Sourcebook, Answers to the Most Frequently Asked Questions About Drug Abuse. It's a book that deals in simple, straight facts. And if you're a parent, it's a book you ought to have. For your free copy, send to Drug Abuse Information, Box 1080, Washington, D.C., 20013. Send for the booklet, then talk with your kids. It's important.
Now we're here, Helen Reddy. The Hayward Area Recreation and Park Dimist Good King Washin Schlab.
To hear artists like Mertin Johns, the Beaux-Arts Trio, Maurizio Pollini, and Robert Muchinski, you usually have to buy expensive tickets to their performances. All you have to do here is turn on your radio and get comfortable, as National Public Radio brings you Concert of the Week on this public radio station.
For a bit of the fine arts, listen to Concert of the Week, Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Now let's hear Jim Croce as he says, "All I have to say is I love you."
This is Daniel Odom, program manager for KCSM-FM, wishing you and yours the very happiest of holiday seasons.
Today and yesterday.
Powered by airchecks.com.